This is CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some. All she needed was some. All she needed was some.
Good afternoon, everybody out there in the world. You're listening to The Worst Guys, presented by Mark and Julian Rebus with Cecilia.
The one and only.
Ooh, we're getting a little bit deep today on The Worst Walk Guys Waves. We're getting a little bit deep, getting a little bit intimate.
But we always get deep. I don't know why we always do this, but hey, man.
We've got to talk about everything. I mean, the whole purpose of the show is to discuss the things that most people are afraid to talk about, right?
We're changing the world. That's what we're doing.
One podcast at a time. Better know that this is the best podcast in the world.
In the world.
In the world.
Yeah.
So, today we're talking about depression and anxiety and feeling low, man. A lot of us, we go through slumps. I don't think every day is perfect for anybody in the world. So yeah, today we're just talking about how to get out of those dark days, man, and whether you even need to, actually, you know, because personally, just to start us off, I think the most important factor in this discussion is feeling everything. I think that's one thing we need to be okay with, is that when you are sad, feel sad, be sad, cry, let all of it out, because I mean, there's no other way to confront the actual feelings that you're having.
It's the only way to get to the silver lining behind that gray cloud.
Yeah, because otherwise you look for relief outside of yourself. And we know by now that happiness isn't found outside of yourself. It's found within yourself. So you need to be able to look in order to approach the topic. Because then you go outside, you go to liquor, you go to drugs, and then you fuck up your life. And then it's a whole mess. So we're here to talk about avoiding fucking up your life if you do feel sad. Because, I mean, let's tell the truth. I understand when somebody is depressed or has suicidal thoughts or doesn't want to be alive anymore. Do you resonate with that feeling? Have you ever experienced anything like that?
Yeah, I've had my own lows. I've had my fair share of my lows.
Yeah.
And I've encountered and spoken to people who felt the same way. It might not be to the same, you know, degree, but, you know, at the end of the day, a low is a low, no matter whether it's how you feel it. You get what I'm saying? I mean, your low won't be the same as my low.
Yeah.
Just like your struggles might not be the same as my struggles, but at the end of the day, it's a low and it's a struggle and something we all need to recognize and be able to, you know, get over and understand it.
Yeah. Understanding it is actually, I think, the crucial part of this conversation is knowing how you feel about things, emotional intelligence. And this is where I think us as men, we suffer the most. Because, you know, growing up, we're told we need to be strong, we need to be tough, don't cry, you know, you're the rock, you know. But I think
it becomes hard for us to, well, not necessarily hard, but we tend to shield our emotions a lot more, you know. And women are ones to open up a lot more, but even for them, it's still a difficult thing.
Yeah. But this is what I'm saying. We need to start restoring that balance, you know, in terms of not hiding and not being ashamed about the way that you feel. Because, man, crying is good, man. I cry, I weep whenever I need to. Whatever I feel fully. And I think that's part of what helps me get through difficult days, is that I experience it, you know, and to the fullest point. And I like the fact that I cry, because it tells me how I feel without having to think about it too much. Because when I'm crying tears of joy, I know it's from joy. When I'm crying tears of sadness, I know it's from sadness. When I'm crying from anxiety or not knowing what's going to happen next in my life, I know where that feeling's coming from. Or even the uncertainty tells me that the reason why this is happening is because of the uncertainty. So I think there's a level of emotional intelligence that we need to reach as men, firstly, just because I think it's more important that men start opening up about how they feel about things. As we've discussed, women tend to be more open about their emotions. But yeah, we need to start thinking about, you know, how to speak about how we feel. Do you have an emotional outlet that you go to with regards to how you're feeling?
The gym. Yeah, the gym. Talking to myself, being alone, you know, that's one thing that people also need to come to terms with and realize it's okay to be alone. You need your own alone time. You know, being surrounded by people 24/7, 365, you consume their thoughts.
Yeah.
You consume their energy. and you consume the way they feel. That, for example, if I have to put it in a practical sense, females, you know, I got this from my girlfriend, yeah, in terms of periods. A female cycle starts to synchronize with the females that she's around. So she could have a period this week, next 2 weeks' time, when it's already done for the month. 2 weeks' time, hicks in. Now she's on the boat again. So I also see it in that sense. You need to be able to be comfortable alone as well.
Yeah, I think being alone is the most important thing, actually, because, you know, you have to be able to be comfortable with yourself. Like we've discussed before, happiness stems from the self, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Happiness stems from the self. So we need to be able to sit down in a room quietly and think about what is it that's making you feel the way you feel. One thing that helps with me is, you know, sifting out my negative thoughts, because this is a big one that we don't really ever attack. If you're just running around during the day, you know, just letting your thoughts whiz by as you go along, you kind of just let the negative thoughts seep through into your mind. You know, the thoughts like, nobody cares about me, nobody loves me, there's no reason for me to be here. But when you actually quieten yourself down and you take away the rush, you start to realize that those negative thoughts aren't true. You know, you realize that there are people who love you, there are people who care about you. But it's also something that you need to seek, you know. Somebody's health or disease is based on how they think. You know, your mind determines your happiness and your sadness. So you need to seek happiness if you want it. Because I've been low. I've been in especially in my university days when I didn't know what I was doing. I was lost. I've been really, really low. But that low can be comfortable. Anybody who's really felt depression can know that low can be so comfortable. And you actually, to some extent, enjoy that pain. Yeah. You know, it's like, no, but I don't want to be happy. So there is that as well, that aspect from our side where we have to want happiness. You know, we have to want it in order to get it. And once you do that, you realize that, you know, even in the depths of winter, you have an invincible summer.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
The feeling deep down is good. You know, we all know it. Deep down inside, we all want to be happy. We all want the same things. And this is where we can start discussing, you know, why is it that we don't have the same things? You know, maybe that's the reason why we're depressed. We don't have equality. We don't have the right amount of resources to make us happy, you know, in society. Some people have way more than others. And these societal constructs actually impact how we feel about our own daily lives. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. You know, you have to be able to deal with those negative thoughts. But in order to deal with them, you have to hear them. You have to understand where they're coming from. And you have to sift through them, you know, push them away. But yeah, we're actually going to talk to somebody who's got a lot more knowledge on these type of things from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. Her name is Casey Chambers, rather, sorry. We're just going to ask her a couple of questions just so that you guys know who to speak to when you are feeling down and out. Because yeah, I was motivated for this topic because of Logic's performance at the VMAs. Did you manage to scope that at all?
No, not that.
Yeah.
But I did watch something which also, you know, inspired me on this topic, which was a documentation did by, or was this Def Jam?
Yeah.
On the relationship between Kanye West and Kid Cudi, and yeah, we all know, you know, Kanye West currently right now, he's not in the,
he's not in a lit space of mind.
Mental state. And
it's the Kim Kardashian curse. It's real. It's
no,
the
but
Kardashian
then,
curse.
As well, we know Cudi's history as well. I mean, you know, he was eager to get signed on to good music. And the minute he did get signed on, fell into a state of depression because he felt so much pressure on him to live up to that standard of being part of something so colossal like good music. Mm. You know, and he felt, and you know, they were also saying after he broke away from good music that there were good vibes, but apparently not so. I mean, in the music that he was writing, they were saying that he was saying, oh, am I only good for a hook, huh? And then stuff like that. But like I said, it applies to everybody, even the people at the top.
Yeah.
You know, some people may think, you know, the whole saying, that Biggie did, you know?
Yeah.
More money, more problems. It's true.
Yeah, let's get to that, because a lot of people's unhappiness is rooted in the fact that they don't have money. Let's think about how much of this is true, or how much of a factor money plays. What would you say?
It plays a huge role, you know? But it's something that I feel people also need to try get out of in terms of their mentality, because money's not where you're going to find your happiness, you know.
The money comes from the happiness first. You have to find happiness in order to get money and Precisely. For that to make you happy. Because the money won't solve the actual way you feel about life itself.
Bob Marley was being interviewed and they asked him, you know, are you rich? You know, are you happy? And they asked him, what you mean rich? You know, in terms of possessions and money. And then he said, if you measure your happiness, you know, and your riches by the amount of money you have, you'll never be happy, because money is numbers and numbers are infinite and they never end. You'll never get to that happiness.
You could always get more. What if the millions that you seek don't make you happy?
Exactly.
Now you need billions. So that shouldn't be the end goal. I'll obviously go out there and get your guaps. We're about that life
too. We need to survive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that is not the thing that is going to alter your state of mental health. But anyway, enough from us. Let's hear from somebody who's more experienced in these type of scenarios. We have Casey Chambers on the line from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. She's the operations director. Hello, Casey.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, it's Mark here speaking. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. And yourself?
I am great. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. I had a short conversation with some of the people at your organization, and you guys are really lovely, and you really are able to actually get to the roots of how people are feeling and why. So,
thank you for that. That's very kind of you.
No stress. So we actually just wanted to get you on the line so people can hear from you. Just a couple of questions that we have on our side, just so that we can start discussing this topic of depression and anxiety amongst our youth, more specifically, where it's very difficult to tell if somebody is depressed or not. So the first question we like to put out to you is, you know, what do we look for if you're under the suspicion that somebody might not be feeling too great for a long period of time? You know, what are the telltale signs to look for in somebody who might be depressed?
And I think that's such a great thing, is that often we think, you know, if someone is got, you know, a broken leg or they're in a wheelchair, you can physically see that something is wrong and you know how to respond and how to help them. But often with mental illness, you don't necessarily see the physical signs.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's really important to let people know that there are quite a few symptoms that you can pick up if you think that someone may have depression, and more importantly, what to do. So some of the key warning signs that you can look out for, the symptoms, is the first and foremost, if someone has a drastic change in their eating or sleeping habits.
Oh,
so they're
okay.
Either eating too much or they've lost their appetite completely. Often with women, when we're feeling really down, we turn to comfort eating and we're eating everything that we can find to make ourselves feel better. Men tend to lose their appetite completely. Also, you have very, very low energy. You're constantly tired. You're sleeping all the time. You're feeling exhausted. You just have no energy.
Yeah, I can testify to that.
Yes, and I think when you're looking at other symptoms that include a very low mood, you've lost interest in things that you used to enjoy. So, you know, watching your favorite movie doesn't bring you joy anymore. You don't enjoy it. You don't want to be around family and friends, so you start to withdraw. You're canceling plans. You're wanting to stay alone at home.
Mm.
You're not going out as often. And I think it's these kinds of things that you can look out for. And, you know, even if you are concerned, I think what we always try to tell people is to really listen to your gut. If you are concerned, rather ask.
Yeah.
Don't wait till something happens. Ask them outright, you know, I've been noticing that you're very down lately. Is everything okay? What's going on?
Yeah,
I think start that conversation.
Yeah, I think that's the most difficult part from my side, I'd say, is actually confronting the person about how you suspect they might feel. You know, it is obviously very sensitive, and a lot of people are really good at hiding how they feel. So we just need to, get down to the roots of the problem. And so when somebody loses passion for the things that they generally are passionate about, that's a big giveaway, right?
It is. And I think, you know your friend, and if you see a drastic change and in any, I mean, all these things, whether it be physical, like their sleep or eat or even just their mood, that they might feel incredibly, you know, hopeless and helpless and, you know, guilty and negative and all those things that we associate with depression.
All right.
I think it's really important that you, you know, actually call them out, ask them, you know, what's going on? I'm worried about you.
Okay, no, that's great advice.
I've actually watched a clip that someone was saying, you know, the words that can get somebody out of that. One question asked, how are you? Just that mere fact that you ask them how they are.
Yeah.
You know, we tend to look over that as human beings and just continue with our lives, and but not necessarily try to connect and see how somebody is feeling and actually invest in them.
Yeah, we end up saying, no, I'm just fine.
You know,
but when you look at somebody in the eye and genuinely say, look, hey, how are you?
And be sincere about it.
Yeah. All right. And speaking of, now that you bring it up, you know, what advice would you give, Casey, to somebody who might feel like maybe they are depressed and they're not so sure if it's severe, they're not sure how to get out? You know, how do you help somebody who's feeling depressed and might feel depressed? You know, how do they get out of this scenario?
I think depression is an incredibly lonely illness. You know, I think you often feel so overwhelmed by how you're feeling. You feel like that there's no hope, there's no options, there's no support available. And I think it's about starting somewhere, taking that first step. So you might not have all the answers to fix it yourself. You know, it's like trying to treat diabetes by yourself. You can't. You need professional help. And that's why, you know, if you're not sure where to even begin to start, or are these symptoms, you know, really depression, should I be concerned? Even just to talk to someone where you don't have any worries like, oh, it's a friend, they're going to judge me, or it's my parents, they're going to lecture me. You know, pick up the phone and just speak to a counselor at that age and just go through what you're feeling, what's been happening, and we can direct you in the best ways to get help, whether it be to a psychologist or therapy and counseling to help you cope with the depression or understand what's causing the depression. In some cases where the depression really is impacting your daily functioning, where, you know, you're missing work, you're not performing at school, you can't get out of bed, you can't even, you know, brush your teeth or get dressed.
Yeah.
You know, then you would have to seek medical help through a doctor, a GP or a psychiatrist. But also we can link you with, you know, a social support system, like linking you with a support group, getting you information on understanding just what depression is and learning what you can do and self-help stuff. You know, we're all about empowering patients living with depression. So I think the first and foremost is to reach out, speak to someone, whether it be a counselor, SADAG, your doctor, maybe someone that you trust or a friend.
Yes.
The most important thing is that you're not alone and you're not suffering this, you know, by yourself. You're not going crazy.
Yeah.
There is so much help available.
Yeah, I completely see that with people like SADAG around and you, Casey, because I definitely do understand that feeling of complete despair, you know, complete hopelessness. So it's very crucial that you seek the happiness that you want as a person, because you can get lost in that pain and depression we were saying earlier. I really do think that it's important that you seek help, because there is a stigma around going to talk to people, you know, but I think we're trying to erase that stigma of, you know, there's nothing wrong with seeing a therapist. And usually strangers can help your situation way better than somebody close to you can, because they don't have all the pretext or the context that your friend might have. So speaking to other people who might not be in your inner circles, I see, is a valuable thing to do.
Exactly, especially when you look at it, you know, we often think that mental illness is like the movies, you know, where you're in a straitjacket, you're in a hospital, you need tons of medication, and it's not the case. When you look at South Africa, 1 in 3 South Africans will or do have a mental illness. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot, 33%.
Wow. That's a lot of people. So I think, it could be someone sitting across from you at varsity, someone at work, someone even in your household. I think it's just to know that this, yes, it is a real illness, just like diabetes or hypertension, but there is real treatment. And there's so many people leading incredibly successful, happy lives. So those that are suffering with depression doesn't mean that you have to live with it in that deep despair all the time. There is so much help and so much hope available. So, you know, for us, what really drives us is if we get calls from people who say, you know, I wish I knew about you a year ago, then I wouldn't have suffered for so long.
Yeah.
Or I wish my loved one knew. You know, depression, we also have to remember, is a really serious illness, in the sense that if you don't get treatment, it is at a high risk for suicide.
Mm.
So it's important that if you're thinking a friend or a loved one may have symptoms of depression, to get them help as soon as you can.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this chat has reached somebody who might need some help. So thank you so much, Casey, for all the advice that you've given us. Would you just like to give us a number that people can call in case they are feeling down or in case they need just some advice on how to deal with depression and anxiety?
Absolutely. Our helplines are open every single day of the year. We never close. So you can call us on 0800 21 22 23 or SMS us on 31393 and we will call you back. We also have tons of information and brochures and videos on our website at www.sadag.org. You can also find us on Facebook if you search the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, or go on Twitter at the SADAG, and we can share lots of information. Whatever the way that you contact us, just contact us, reach out.
Yeah, and I can attest to the fact that they'll get back to you soonest. Casey Chambers, thank you so much for joining us on this conversation. We really, really do appreciate your advice, and hopefully this does help somebody in the near future.
No, we really appreciate it. Thanks for the support, and thanks for reaching others. I appreciate your help.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great day, Casey.
You too.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
All right, all right, all right, all right. You heard it there first on The Worst Guys. Casey Chambers with all that information about how to improve your state of mental health. We just want people to know that they're not alone and that they're, yeah, we out here. We out here. But yeah, just to give you a little taste of the performance from Logic this week that inspired this conversation. Just listen to this. It was rather breathtaking, if I do say so myself. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Ooh. I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I don't know what I say here and now. If you believe in this message and my message of peace, love, and positivity and equality for all, then I demand that you rise to your feet and applaud, not only for yourselves, but for the foundation we are laying for our children. Woo!
Yeah,
that's my boy Logic at the VMAs this week. Wow,
that's the kind of performance that when you feel like your soul has escaped from your body, it just creates a magnetic field with your vessel, your body, and draws it right back.
Yeah, yeah. No, this performance honestly gave me tingles, man. That's why I had to do this topic today, man. It just felt right. It just felt right. So yeah, man, there is help out there. As we've spoken to somebody from SADAG, Casey Chambers, the operations director, who's given us some advice. If you're feeling low, if you're feeling down, yeah, from my side as the worst guys, I think the most important thing is just to remember that sunny days will come again. Every day will not be bright and perfect, but that's okay too. You know, every night has a day, every winter has a summer. So you have to be willing to take both in their stride. Nothing lasts forever. Everything is temporary. You know, that's sometimes the most important thing to remember, you know, that almost everything will end, good and bad. Take that in a stride, and you know, you'll go to the furthest place beyond sorrow. You'll detach yourself. Because all suffering stems from attachment, attachment to people, attachment to material, attachment to things. Meister Eckhart, one of my favorite philosophers, he discusses detachment in great detail and just talks about putting yourself outside of earthly things, removing yourself as far as possible you can, and just being in touch with yourself. Because our attachment to things is what gets us down, you know, because that's where disappointment stems from. So yeah, man, anyway, that's my opinion on the whole topic. You are not alone. Talk to somebody about it. Share this podcast if you suspect anybody in your life or in your relationship or your family might be suffering. Because yeah, we don't want people to suffer, man. This world is beautiful out here.
You're not alone.
You're not alone. It can be dark sometimes, but you're not alone. Anyway, let's go to the news stories that have been catching our attention over the past week. Always interesting with the worst guys.
One more again. One more penny. At it again. Read about it. Extra, please grab young Fallon, extra, extra. Read all about it, life story of Playboy Penny, extra, extra.
All right, all right, all right.
Me and that Playboy in trouble again.
not everybody out here is depressed. Some people just happen to win the lotto. It's party time. A university mistakenly deposits 14 million rand into a student's account from NASFAS. This is the National Financial Aid Scheme that goes out to people who are underprivileged at university. So this young student from, I think it's UWC, let me just confirm for you. The Walter Sisulu University has confirmed that it mistakenly deposited 14 million rand into a student's account from the National Student Financial Aid Scheme. The matter came to light when the student's receipt with a multi-million rand balance was posted on social media and quickly went viral. The university says the deposit was made 5 months ago and it's investigating why the student did not say anything.
Whose fault is it? Let's start there.
If you get an EFT of 14 million, I'm not going to ask questions about where that shit comes from. I'm like, God is blessing me today. I guess this is my day.
I'm probably going to listen to this podcast, jot down the number of the depression line just in case they take it away from me, because I know I'm going to fall into a slump after that. But surely I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to call these guys and be like, yo, listen, just be on standby. I just got 14 million rand. Yeah. If they take it away from me, I'm going to need to holler at you.
I'm going to be jumping off some ledges, yo. I'll send you some locations.
I don't want to die. Now I want to be alive.
Hey man, so lucky student, man. But yeah, we'll see how much of it if they'll have to give all of it back or not, man.
Yeah, I'm sure that student deregistered same time.
It's like, okay guys, thanks, but I know these guys are vultures. They are gonna go for it, man. It appears the officials became aware of the matter when the young woman's receipt was posted on social media, right?
She posted her receipt.
Yeah, which was,
oh my gosh,
she could have kept it low key and just said nothing.
You know, I automatically, I'm gonna be like, yo pops, you're the only one in a position to set up offshore accounts. You need to do that shit ASAP. I mean, by the end of today, I need that account to be active. We need to wire this money quick, fast.
Yeah. But in a statement, administrative company Inter Milali has disputed the saying that money was in fact deposited in June and more than 800,000 was spent. So she's already been popping bottles in the club, dog.
See, you know, stale nigga.
This is our symptoms that we suffer from. But hey, man, like we said, I'll be out there balling too. I'll be out here buying whips and shit. But anyway, yeah, that's a funny story.
You know what I would have done? I would have paid off all my debt. By the time they take it back, lit,
you
boy. Lit,
yeah, then you don't have to worry about it. Well, you have to worry about them because you'd have to pay them back. But the government, they have their own money that they need to worry about. Not mine. Not mine that they gave to me. If they can give it to me, it's not stressful, you know?
Yeah. If you want my money back, you must also go get Zuma's money back.
Yeah. Speaking of, we won't speak about the guy directly, but this is good news for our nation. The Hawks confirm a probe into the Guptas with regards to the state capture and the Gupta emails, which is great because the Hawks are boss. They'll definitely find out answers if this comes to light. But the Hawks told members of a joint committee meeting in Parliament that they were looking into the Gupta emails, as well as accusations surrounding a Gupta family wedding, which was reportedly bankrolled by South African taxpayers. The Hawks were speaking to a joint meeting of Parliament's Standing Committee on Finance and Portfolio Committees on Police, Trade and Industry and Mineral Resources on illicit in financial flows out of SA. Yeah, man. So we all know that reports emerged earlier this year of how funding was redirected from the Free State provincial government's coffers to the lavish wedding in Northwest Province Sun City, following reports emanating from the now infamous Gupta leaks. Members of the Hawks delegation were responding to questions from Democratic Alliance MP in the Standing Committee of Finance, David Mainier, when they confirmed that they were probing charges which the party laid against the Gupta family over the family wedding. Cool. So something's been done. We're looking into it. But you know, sometimes this makes me feel a lot like high school principals or teachers. When you tell them something happened, you know, they just say like, we'll look into it. But eventually nothing ends up happening. But I trust either Hawks. In fact, we don't need the Hawks. We need AfriForum. Get our boy Neil out here. Nell, whatever his name is. Get him out here. Fucking let's go into these Guptas and let them stop stealing our nation. Because yeah, it's almost too late. And that's the DA actually released a petition. They want elections to come sooner than 2019. Which I think is ambitious, to say the least. But yeah, there's something going on. Anyway, that's it from the news. All the stories that have caught our attention over this week. We're about to wrap out. I know it might seem like it was a pretty dark topic, but I think it was something that we need to discuss, especially as young people. You know, there's been a stigma around mental health for a long time.
You know, that thing doesn't discriminate on age. A baby can come out of the womb. Why is he crying? The baby's depressed, bro.
Exactly. He just left this warm, that's why, cuddly situation. Now he's out here.
You know, that's why the mother's love is so real.
And he's getting spanked on the bottom.
First thing, clap.
Nah. We don't want that. Okay, so anyway, that's it from us from the worst guys. We're just going to do some worst advice. You know, people out here, they want to listen to the kids, bro. They want to know what to do about their situation. So here we go.
Yo, guys.
Yo.
What's up, bro?
Easy chilling,
we
dude.
We good. You sound
My
easy chilling.
Jeremy, right?
Oh, Jeremy, what up, G?
And I'm chilling with my boy Sai over here, right?
All right.
We're just getting a little bit blazed, right?
Hey, you sound like you're getting a lot blazed.
And I listen to your show, right? And I feel like, whoa.
It's wavy, eh?
These guys are so wavy,
bro. I know, he knows the truth.
So now I'm scheming like we should probably smoke with these O's.
Yeah, that would be a legit.
But me and my boy Sai, right, we always debating, right? The best bud, he likes that White Widow, right? And I like them Northern Lights, right? So, we just want the worst advice on the best bud to bar.
All right, Jeremy, yo, it took you a while to get through that. You must be a lot high, not a little. But yeah, best bud to buy. His boy Sai likes White Widow. Jeremy likes Northern Lights. Let me tell you the truth. In my experience, Northern Lights is the best bud out there, Jeremy. It just keeps you that cerebral high and feels like you can do shit. You know, you don't go into a slump. Although I did smoke some White Widow on Saturday night and it changed my life. I was driving, could barely drive further than 40 k's an hour. But it is, honestly, it's not a big difference. Yeah. But Northern Lights is the one, I'd say.
My advice, get in touch with the Dacha couple. They've got all the information you need on this thing.
They'll give you percentages for each strain, my boy.
Exactly, hijack. Yeah. And also, I think it also depends on the way you're smoking it.
Yeah, like yesterday I tried a thing called dab for the first time. You have to heat up the bowl.
My boy, dab. I took one hit of that thing.
Yeah.
Nah, man, let me tell you.
You'll dab to sleep, my boy. That's what will happen. You'll just find your head in your elbows. Maybe a couple of tears will be falling down. But anyway, Jeremy, thanks so much for your call. It's been the worst guys with the worst advice. And now we're going to go out with the worst guy. Say fuck.
Yeah.
As we always do, you know, it's the greatest show in the world.
In the world.
Yeah. We're going to go out with the worst guy, Cypher. Hope you're feeling good out there, man. Spread some good vibes, positivity. Erase those negative thoughts. We are out. Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Don't feel sad, don't feel sad. The world ain't too bad. Don't feel sad, don't feel sad. The world ain't too bad. Don't feel sad, don't feel sad. The world ain't too bad. Don't feel sad, don't feel sad. Don't feel sad.
Hey, behind every gray cloud, there's a silver lining. So keep on smiling. Hey, behind every gray cloud, there's a silver lining. So keep on smiling.
Keep
hey.
On smiling. Even when the world is out, you're wilding. You need to focus. You need to get the wilds in. The wilds in. Wild thoughts. Get them out of your head. Because you gotta understand. You gotta go ahead. Take 1 foot forward, not 10 steps back. I mean, you gotta chill, man. You just gotta relax. Because, I mean, I know one day you're gonna get them stacks. So you get water, money. So just go and relax. fact, you don't need that guaps all the time. You just need to go down and sit down for a while and think about who you are and what you want to be. And soon all those things you want to manifest will come to reality, because you don't have to be shy. God is with you, man. He's your guy. Just look up to him, you see, and you'll understand that you'll soon be free. You know what I mean?
Hey, you ever felt alone? You ever sitting in your bedroom all alone, thinking you out of your zone? You can't control how you're feeling, making yourself bleeding in the basin with the blade. That's not the way life should go. Will instead get yourself a friend, talk to him, understand them, make them comprehend that this isn't the end. Hey, there's so much sunshine in the sky, sunshine in the sky. That means there's a God. Please believe that we can achieve happiness and mental healthness and so much bliss. Yes, kiss your better half, even if it means kissing another man. Cause even if you're gay or straight, we can all relate. We can all eat from the same dinner plate, sharing a good meal, sharing how we feel. Everybody needs to come together. Please appeal to the masses. People are flipping, crashing now. Hey, what's that about?
Yo, don't be mad, don't be sad, because life ain't too bad.
Hey, hey.
And don't be mad, don't be sad. Yeah, because life ain't too bad.
Behind every gray cloud, there's a silver lining, so keep on smiling. Hey, behind every gray cloud, there's a silver lining, so keep on smiling, you know.
Yeah, it's the worst guys.
You know.
We're the worst guys, Cypher.
You know.
We do this every Wednesday.
You know.
We can't wait to see you next week, same time, you know, same place.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Never forget. We out.
Yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.